Nice. Soul on ice. I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, wherever or whenever. Thank you so much for listening. You are now rocking with the best. As always, we give a big shout out to Brother B, our Minister of Social Information. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We also have a Spotify Soul on Ice hype songs list. That's up there. That's all the hype songs that the guests that we've had on our show have picked for their top five. And we also have a Reddit community page as well. So make sure you check that out. You know what? Let's just get into this, man. My name is Kwame, a.k.a. Showtime, along with the Get Busy Boys, Double Troubles in the House, Akil Thomas and Elijah Roberts. I just want everybody to know that that awesome name, Showtime, was given to me by Akil Thomas. So let's make that one stick. Besides the Kwamasaurus one, that one's kind of whack. Happy holidays, boys. More importantly, happy new year. How you guys been doing? What's the 411? We'll start with you, E.
Before I get to how I've been doing,
settle down.
There's only one Showtime, and he's lives in Niagara, works at one of the bars there. If you're from Niagara, you know who I'm talking about. So we're gonna stick to.
If you're from Niagara, who he's talking about.
Yeah. Really?
Is there a backstory to it that we can't get into?
We can get into it.
Yeah. Kelly, you want to go to the story?
Yeah, I'll get into it there. Just one of the bathroom attendants at one of the bars in Niagara, his name was Showtime. And basically, he just like give you paper towel in the bathroom, whatever, cologne, maybe you just tip him a few dollars. Elijah probably wouldn't because he's cheap. And so basically what it is like he slaps your chest like as hard as you can. And like he's jacked. So
he's known for
just slapping guys in the chest. And like it hurts so much that like it's just awesome. It's just like something that everyone knows about. And Elijah got it all night and like he was like, I remember him like being sore the next day. Like his chest was like hurting. So like, there's video of it and stuff. It's pretty funny, but good memories there.
Can we get that video? Can we put that video up?
We'll have to look over it again.
But what do you got to look over?
I don't know. I think we should be able to put it up.
Let's put up that video. Okay, so Elijah, how have you been doing, man? We had a couple of weeks off. It's been the holidays. What's been going on with you?
Yeah, I've been in Brampton the last couple of weeks, at home with my family. It's kind of good to just get this time away. And, you know, with Toronto being locked down, Brampton's being locked down too, it's good to just be around people. My roommates went home for Christmas, so I didn't want to be at my condo all alone. But, yeah, just been taking as much time to enjoy the family time that I could. Usually this time of the year, I'm headed back to Niagara, Kitchener for the hockey season, so... just soaking up as much time with my family as I could.
So it's 5:49 where you guys are. So it's probably pitch dark. And as you can see on my screen, it's pretty sunny where I am. I'm in LA. There's a palm tree right in front of my hotel room. If you guys are wondering,
are you trying to show off right now?
A little bit, yeah. But no, I've been in LA. Obviously, camp started a few days ago, and it's just a whole different scene this year. It's just a weird time. It was like Christmas time, and it's weird not seeing snow. It's weird going to the beach at
but listen Christmas to this idiot. Well, it's just weird going to
he's trying to flex on us, eh?
No, I'm just saying like it's a weird time, and going to the rink is so much different now. I go to the rink and you have to have a mask on the whole time. If you're sitting next to a guy in the locker room, like, and a trainer walks in, like, they're telling you got to be 6 feet apart, and we have to test every single day to, like, test our temperatures every day before we walk into the facility, fill out forms, like, on an app, just giving our temperature and if we've been in contact with people, if we have a fever, if we have a cough, sore throat, stuff like that. So such a, a different environment. It kind of feels like you're at a hospital all the time, but obviously, camp got underway a few days ago, and that's been fun. It's been a grind. Got a practice in the scrimmage every day. So, it's my off day today, and I'm gassed. I'm exhausted. So, it's been a very hard week, and happy to have a day off. But my dad spent 13 days with me here, and that was awesome. You know, I know he loved this city because I saw on his computer, you know, like potential like hotel rooms for this date and on, because he was potentially gonna cancel his flight and just stay here a little bit longer. He loved it that much. So he might be back in a couple of weeks or months. He said he plans on coming back. So fell in love with the city and spent his birthday with him here, spent Christmas with him here, and obviously my birthday yesterday, and that was a special one, turning 21. So it's been a fun time in LA.
Did you get to do anything on your off day? Because me and Kwame out here, we can't even go say hi to each other. We're complete lockdown. But
yeah,
from what I'm seeing on like the news and everything, like out in the U.S., there's kind of like not really that many restrictions.
Yeah, I mean, there may not be, but like just because we're in the middle of camp and, you know, we have kind of restrictions within our team, couldn't really do anything. I just watched the World Junior Games and picked up Cheesecake Factory. That was about it.
Cheesecake Factory is so good.
And had some cheesecake. It's unreal. But, yeah, I mean, like, it's tough because, you know, you definitely don't want to expose yourself, because if you bring it to the rink, like, you could give it to the whole team and that would just not be good, right, with their, you know, with the Kings starting in 10 days. So, yeah.
Good luck to you, man. I hope you're enjoying yourself, and happy birthday from the crew and everybody. 21. That means you're totally legit. We can all get some drinks at adult bars from now on. None of these
no more juice boxes for you.
No more juice boxes for you, kid. You stepped up to the big boys plate. So this is going to be our part two of our best of show. And before we do that, I got to talk to you guys about World Juniors. Akil brought it up. Disappointed, liking. What are some of the things that have stood out to you guys? We're recording this show on Sunday, January 3rd. So by time Wednesday comes, is World Juniors going to be done by the time this episode comes out?
It'll either be done or at the finals, I believe. One of the two.
It'll be done.
It'll be done, right?
Yeah, because the 5th is the finals, and that's Tuesday.
Right. So hopefully by the time this episode comes out, congratulations to Team Canada going back-to-back. If not, then there was some cheating going on. You know, that's the only way Team Canada could lose. But what have you guys been thinking about the World Juniors so far? Elijah.
Well, it's I think it's been pretty exciting, maybe a lot more than people thought with the bubble. They've done a great job of putting things together. But a couple things kind of stood out to me. One, Akil and I's old teammate, Philip Tomasino. He's started off as like the 13th forward. I think it was, 13th forward. And then, you know, he scored a couple big goals, been playing pretty well. And then the other thing, Sweden. They went 54 straight games like without losing.
Yeah.
And then they lost, and then they lost again, and then they lost again. And you know, it's pretty interesting because they won the 54 straight games, and that's only resulted in 2 gold medals during that time. So
right.
I think for me that was probably the most surprising thing, and found that pretty interesting.
Akil, what'd you think about our boy Byfield?
Yeah, well, I'll kind of get into it. It's been an awesome tournament. It's been like, you know, obviously the World Juniors is something everyone watches every year and everyone takes a lot of pride in. But this year with, you know, no other hockey going on, it's even magnified even more. And so it makes it, you know, an awesome tournament to kind of follow and watch and see what players are, you know, lighting it up and doing well. Like Elijah said, Tomasino actually started as a 14th forward, and I remember watching their exhibition game, and he wasn't even in the lineup. So I gave him a call that day and just said, you know, what they say to you? And he was like, they told me, you know, the plan is for me to watch every game.
Oh, wow.
Understand? So I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Well, you know, things happen. I just kind of gave him some advice because, you know, Tomo's, you know, he's an unbelievable player. He's like probably not used to being told like you're not like we are deciding not to play you. You know what I mean? Like right. He's usually the guy to, you know, score big goals, play a lot and all that. And to kind of get that feeling, it's like really weird as, you know, a top player. So I was just trying to give him advice because, you know, as much as last year, you know, was an amazing, you know, experience for me, like it was very tough, except for that one day, that one game. It was very, very tough mentally. And I just, you know, it was difficult to deal with, right? So I was just giving him some advice and just said, you know, like stuff happens, injuries happen, like just be ready for that opportunity when it comes because it's going to come quick. So obviously, well, unfortunately, Kirby Doc got injured. He broke his arm, I believe. And that's when Tomasino got in the lineup, scored a game winner, had 3 points, scored another game winner. And like he's playing really well now. So, you know, it's awesome to see a little brother like that kind of, you know, start off dealing with some adversity and just being ready for the opportunity and taking it. And obviously, Byfield starting as a fourth line center, a little bit tough too. And I think he's been playing really good, you know, with the opportunity he's been given. He's been playing really physical, which, you know, it's cool to see. He's usually like the hands guy, the skills guy, and he's trying to contribute to his team as much as he can. So it's cool to see that happen too. Obviously, you know, the US is really fun to watch as well. You know, it's going to be a good final, I think. I think Canada, you know, beating Germany 16-0, you know, it's probably not the best going into a tournament with such good teams because, you know, you win 16-0 and then all of a sudden you play a good team and you're just like, you don't know how to handle adversity. You don't know how to handle being down a few goals and trying to fight back, right? But I thought Team Canada's played really well since then, like played pretty solid, like not too much cheating for offense or anything like that, like they're playing unbelievable. And, you know, no surprise with Andre coaching that team. It's a great coach. And that's what kind of everyone expected. But Slovakia put up a good fight against USA yesterday, I thought. I think it was pretty much a 3-1 game the whole game, right? And then ended up being 5-2. So kudos to Slovakia. They did well. And it's just like a, you know, a weird tournament too because, like, Sweden – lost two of their best players because they had COVID. Germany, I think, lost a couple players because of COVID. One of my former teammates in Berlin, who's a first rounder to Chicago, Lucas Schreichel, he couldn't go, and he was going to be arguably, you know, their top three best players on that team. So that affects that team immensely for a team like Germany who doesn't have that much depth. So you know, it's a weird year, but you know, it's an awesome tournament. And you know, it's weird watching World Juniors when these kids are younger than me. It's kind of a weird feeling too. So yeah, I'm looking forward to Wednesday. And Zale kind of has something cool happening on the Wednesday as well. So stay tuned for that too.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. We have to talk about that in a little bit, but go ahead, Elijah.
Sorry. is there like a player, I mean guess for both of you guys, that like you've kind of been watching the tournament and been like, wow, like this player is too good for this tournament, or he's just one step ahead of everyone?
What's that kid on Canada?
Cousins?
Cousins. Cousins is on fire, boy. He's showing me something just like above the rest. He just seems calm. He just seems like, you know, this is almost easy for him. And he just always seems to be in the right situation, right position, and he's bearing it. And the points are, you know, he's a points leader as of, you know, today or yesterday, January 2nd. And yeah, he's the guy that kind of really stood out to me. And then, you know, that game Byfield had and scoring, having 6 points, like, you know, that just, it, to me, it kind of showed everybody what he's capable of and what to look forward to. And I still feel like there's another gear for Byfield. And when that gear comes, it's going to be dangerous. Cause I, from what I've heard, like he put on 10 pounds with Gary Roberts. And you know, he's only 18. Like I can't imagine what he's going to be like when he's 22. And I think if he just gets a little bit of nastiness in his game, it's going to be really ugly for the next couple of years.
Killer, was there anyone you saw?
you know what? Like, everyone on Team Canada looks good, to be honest. I've played against these guys. I've been at camp with them. They've obviously, you know, they're a year older now, and they look really good. Byram's obviously, you know, doing his thing. I've played with him a few times. Drysdale's unreal skater. I love watching him play too. But every time I turn on the TV and I'm watching Canada, you know, it's like art watching them play and dominate every team. So
I think that Zegers kid on the US is just sick. And like, yeah. I don't know. I think he's been their best player, and I think it's going to be a Canada US final, and it's going to be a tight game. And I think US is going to win based on goaltending.
Ooh.
And this episode's coming out on Wednesday. I hate going against my own country.
You went against your own country last year as well.
I did.
You know what, Kwame? Lige always, he always thinks about like style and like swagger. Because the guys in the U.S. have the, you know, I feel like they have the swagger, the style, the confidence. You know, Zegers lining up the tournament. They just have stick styles and, you know, big names on their team. But when you watch them play, I just don't think that there's a team in the tournament that could beat Canada. They, right. like, obviously they have an unbelievable goaltender, but so does Canada. Maybe his name isn't the same name as, you know, Spencer Knight. He's probably not drafted anywhere close to him, but in this tournament, I think they've been playing pretty equal. Maybe even the Canadian goalie has to step up in performance based on this tournament. So, the U.S. is obviously unbelievable, but I don't think there's a way of beating them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree.
I would love nothing more but for Canada to win. And in terms of style and swagger, it's Canada who does have the most first rounders. They got all the swagger, the style. But when you look at all the teams, and who knows, anything could happen. Russia and the U.S. got the two best goaltenders. And I think when you put teams that are pretty even to each other, that's what it could come down to. And we're gonna see, because Canada's got to go through both of them. They got to go through Russia and then maybe the U.S., maybe Finland.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to see Canada win. But I think it's going to be a Canada US final, and I think goaltending is going to play a big part, and US is going to win.
I understand where you're coming from for sure, and I definitely agree on some of those things. But I just can't say that US is going to beat Canada. I just can't say that. I can't come out my mouth.
Can't come out. Okay, it just can't. So we've got Elijah going for the United States.
Not going for it.
You said if it's gonna, you said it's gonna be a Canada US.
Not who I'm going for, who I think is gonna win. There's a big difference.
Is there a big difference? Is it really?
Yeah, I think there's a big difference because I'm
obviously going for Canada.
Yeah, I feel like Elijah would want Canada to win, but obviously, like if I'm from France and I'm going for France, I want France to beat Canada in the World Junior qualifiers, but I know Canada's going to win.
True that. Okay. You know. All right.
So don't mix that up. Don't make me public enemy number one on here.
Okay.
Sorry, France.
Yes, excuse me, France. So all three of us want Canada to win. Two of us know that Canada is going to win. One of us thinks the U.S. is going to win.
Correct.
Is that fair enough?
Correct.
Okay. One last thing on this World Juniors, 7 million on New Year's Day was the 50-50. How crazy is that?
The craziest thing about that is that you only have to be from Alberta to be involved in that.
Oh, like I have friends in Alberta, and I got them to buy me tickets.
Oh, of course you did.
That's the most Kwame thing I've ever heard of.
That's funny.
Obviously, I didn't win, or so I probably wouldn't be here right now. But I remember back in 2011, World Juniors, a buddy of mine who I used to work with in the radio, he won 80 grand. And his wife was expecting their first child. So that was like insane. So I don't know, 7 mil is a lot of money. And I can't imagine if Canada gets to the finals, what that's going to be like. So, oh yeah, my boy Jack out in Edmonton, he hooked me up. And I will do it again. Trust me, I will do it again. So listen, this is our part two of our best of 2020 show. We've had some really cool guests the past year. We're going to have some more cool guests going into the future. Elijah, give me a guest that really stood out to you this past year.
Yeah, for me, it was definitely Joel Ward. We've had him twice on the show, but I've said it before. He's kind of on the path that I want to be on in terms of going university hockey to pro hockey to now he's coaching. And when I just look at my whole path in terms of hockey, like that's what it kind of looks like for me. Like hopefully I can go from here to the NHL, if not the NHL, then pro. And then I see myself getting into the coaching or the management side. And just like the swagger that Joel brings and how much fun it is talking to him and how like he keeps it so light. Just every time we talk to him, I have a lot of fun with that.
One thing I must say about you guys, Elijah and Akil, man, you got a chance to play with each other. You know, I struggled a lot in that high school years, junior years of my identity of like, who am I? You know, I went to school in Scarborough. I split time between high school there and high school in Owen Sound. And I played hockey, so I wasn't accepted from blacks. But then I wasn't accepted from whites because I was black. And I had a hard time of understanding who I was. I loved the game, but you know, because of a sport that I loved, made me conflicted of like, who am I? You know, I moved to Owen Sound, all white city. Then I moved to PEI, and again, so I was conflicted for a while, and I didn't know, right? But the one thing that you got, like you got a chance, if I had another brother or somebody to play with in junior or somebody to bounce off ideas, I'm driving home from Owen Sound to get a haircut to Toronto 2.5 hours to get a damn lineup. Like, that's crazy, you know, but I had no one to talk to. And I struggled with that during those times. So you guys don't take that for granted, man. That was a special time that you guys would have had. I thought that was amazing that you guys can, you know, be roommates and friends and kick it like that and share similar stories and backgrounds and all that. Cause I never got a chance to have that. I always said one year that I had, I played with Sean Bell. I was a first rounder to Dallas, I think, or St. Louis or Dallas originally. I can't remember, but Belzy and I were roommates in Houston, man. And honestly, it just felt like a siren, like it could just be myself for a minute. We could come home. We joked. We listened to the same music, hip hop music. We ate together. We kicked it. And that was a special year for me personally, man. I really enjoyed it because it was a time where finally I can actually share some of my thoughts and feelings with him. And so that was really dope, man. So I don't know if he looked at it as deep as I did, but it was a special time for me personally.
You know, I'm a big Cabbie guy. I like Cabbie a lot. I love the vibes he gives off. I loved watching him on TV, you know, when he was doing his thing in Toronto, whenever I turn on the TV and he was on, like, I never really watched TV growing up, but you know, when he was on, I was watching TV, you know? So, I mean, like just to see like how humble he was and even just meeting him for the first time, like he went out of his way to kind of introduce himself to me and as if like I wouldn't know him, where I was like, wow, like Cabbie knows who I am. So I thought that was pretty cool. And he's just a cool guy, you know. He doesn't care like who he is. He's just a good guy to everyone. And you know, I thought he had a lot of interesting stuff to say when we interviewed him. And it's just a cool story and a story I think a lot of people can kind of relate to. And, you know, he's from Toronto, obviously. And it's always good to see, you know, a Toronto native kind of start there and accomplish a lot and not just kind of stick in Toronto and just be, you know, just a Toronto guy. So
Cabbie literally followed me back on Twitter after all this time, like 2 days ago. I was just going to add that quick.
You know, whenever I used to see you on TV, you know, I would get super excited just because you're always so funny and you'd make your guests laugh a lot. And like, I guess that's just not something you see all the time. So what about your upbringing allowed you to be this way?
That's a great question. My parents are from the Caribbean and my dad's kind of gregarious. I guess my mom is a little bit, my mom's real conservative. I mean, you guys probably had some, if you have parents from the Caribbean, they're either like super protective or super religious or some combination of both. What's that?
Whereabouts in the Caribbean?
My dad's from Jamaica and my mom's from Trinidad. Okay. So my dad's love of music, I guess, maybe informed me, but I was kind of like on my own because I'm like I'm 5 or 6 years older than my younger brother. So I was, even though I was the oldest in the house, I was kind of just on my own on my bike, and I would be, had a lot of friends. So I was always out on these adventures, going to some person's place to play video games or another person's place to like, all right, let's go to this ravine and look for salamanders. Or like, I was always up to something. So I think that my sense of adventure came from being so young. And I was always comfortable with a lot of people because I was like seeking attention at all times when I was at school or otherwise. Just a very loud and obnoxious kid, which did not change in my adolescence and definitely has not changed with me as an adult. So Akil, when you saw those interviews where athletes are laughing, that was always the goal, was to try to get them to laugh either by saying, either behaving uncomfortably or awkwardly by, you know, so one thing is like, I would disarm them by, you know, touching, like putting my arms around, long hugs, head on chest, head on face, nose to ear, where you can just feel the heat of another human, like a grown human.
Or you do that on purpose?
Yeah, that was all intentional. But that's how I am though, just as an obnoxious person. But no one ever touches athletes. At the most, you get a handshake or a dap, but you're not going to have a guy acting like a super fan,
right?
Holding, you know, a 6'8" basketball, you know, putting my eye socket against his collarbone.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Or like if it's a hockey dude or a baseball player that's like 5'10" or 6 feet tall, asking a question where my nose is like caressing the hair on their beard.
Yeah.
And Mike Commodore, so this is your times. This is around your times, Kwame. So when you were in Edmonton during the 06 final, when the Oilers went on the run 7 games versus Carolina, I remember interviewing Mike Commodore and putting my face in his red beard. And just, people just didn't do those kind of things. No. And certainly not a chubby black dude in a hockey dressing room. I was just like one of one.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I wasn't in, you know, the Oilers dressing room where there's George LaRocque, or Calgary's where there's Jerome Iginla, or maybe the Rangers at this, or like when Kevin Weeks, I think it was with the Rangers around 06, then I was the only face that looked like mine in there. So at times I performed a little bit more because I was the only one. And there's such a short, small window of time to interview these guys. There's like 3 minutes. So I got to get in, get my clips and get out and keep it moving. So I didn't really care what other people thought of me because there were a lot of disapproving looks and a lot of hostility, but I didn't care. I just wanted to entertain the audience and hopefully they were entertained by some of my antics.
You think about it and like, you know, I watched the Sidney Crosby video. It's like, that's, you know, you're the only person that can make Sidney Crosby laugh like on camera. So,
Thanks, man.
I find it pretty special. I like them.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Sid is he was a tough one to crack, but I eventually got him to crack, and I got a shout out to Steve Ludzig, who was once a coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning. I don't know if he was quite a GM, but he gave me this idea once. One of the funniest ones I've ever done, which is how do you tape your knob? And asking hockey players how they tape their stick with the obvious innuendo about, you know, their manhood. And then, so once guys like clued in like halfway through, I was like, do you have a big knob or a small knob? Then it's like that moment where they catch on to the innuendo is just like, it's a great moment. And some guys had like so much fun with it. And Sid, he said, because it's not small, but it's not huge. I'm like, well, and I said, well, you work with what you got. He goes, yeah. And then he started laughing. And Akil, to your point, very few people hear him laugh in interviews because he's such a serious guy. And I made a point of trying to like trying to crack him. And Connor is the same way. Connor's almost a little bit harder to make laugh. And I haven't made him have a belly laugh yet, but I'm working on it.
As for me, I really enjoyed the season. One of the coolest things that I got to do was do these 1v1 episodes where I got to chop it up with some really interesting people like Hunter Ryan Singh and the Queens, which I like to call them, Blake Bolden, Sarah Norris, Kiana Scott, Soraya Tinker, and Kelsey Kolsler. I got to have them all together on a show. But, you know, the best fun that I had was interviewing the commissioner of the NHL, Mr. Gary Bettman. He was unreal to talk to. And, you know, a lot of people have an image of the guy. And for me, it was really cool because I was able to talk to him about more than just the regular when's hockey starting or what's going on in the future for the league. It was one of those interviews where even some of my friends were, you know, when they hit me up, they were just like, it was really cool that you were able to humanize the guy. So I was really happy to talk to him, and hopefully we could have him back on the show in the future. You spent a lot of time in the NBA and the 12 NBA. Years. Yeah, 12 years. And the NBA has, you know, really embraced hip hop culture. Do you feel that that type of culture has room in the NHL?
I believe that in all sports, particularly with hockey players, the most important things that our fans want and our players want is authenticity.
Yes.
And so it's not about, you know, just marketing what you think is the right image or promoting it. It's what feels right to you. And I think our players, you know, have a very eclectic and diverse set of interests. And I want them and our fans to feel comfortable and welcomed no matter who you are, what you believe, and what interests you.
Yeah, because I think guys would say that the locker room environment when it comes to music is a lot different than it was.
Absolutely.
You know, in the past, and you know, a lot of it right
by the now. Way, I when I'm down on the event level, I hear that as well. And that's great, because if that's what the players are feeling, if that's what gets them up, if that's what gets them excited, if that's what gets them emotionally engaged and charged, that's great. Doesn't matter what it is, it's gotta be what you feel.
All right, boys. So it's been a great start to the podcast. I got to say to you two both, you know, I'm really honored that you guys asked me to rock with you and put this together. And it's been a lot of fun, and I cannot wait to grow this podcast, to see you guys grow as well as young men. And we are going to be back in a few weeks with brand new episodes of Soul on Ice, a podcast. But what are you guys looking forward to in the future?
Well, you know what, just looking back, you know, this whole kind of podcast idea came, you know, many years ago, and just kind of started as a joke. And, you know, one thing led to another, like a lot of other things. And, you know, it's crazy how far we've come, you know, from it being a joke to, you know, now being a podcast under the NHL and having the guests we've had so far. Mm-hmm. It's come a long way from, you know, just two teammates in Niagara asking you if you had Wi-Fi in your retirement home there, and luckily you did. So it all worked out. We've had a lot of fun. I know that we have a lot of cool stuff coming, and you know, our future looks pretty bright as a podcast, and I think we can do a lot of cool things that a lot of people will enjoy. And you know, I'm happy we decided to kind of make a move on this idea.
Yeah, just to kind of add on to what Akil said, this past year, 2020, had been pretty crazy. A lot of things happened, but the fact that we were able to kind of take something that we just thought about doing for fun to a whole new level was pretty cool. But I think what I want to do a lot is engage more with the fans and hear what guests you guys want to have on and what your thoughts are and any questions you guys have, and just any way that we can engage the fans some more. I think that'd be really cool for all three of us, as you guys are the ones that make this podcast happen and make it possible. So I'm hoping this year we can get you guys engaged a lot, and it should be a lot of fun.
And we can do a lot more cool things. We've got some really cool ideas about getting some gear, some Soul on Ice podcast gear out there for everybody. And we'll get some more information about that later on. But speaking of gear, how's Zale doing? And I know you guys have something coming up this week. Can we share that? Can we talk more about that? What's the 411, Akil?
Put me on the spot, eh?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, first of all, Zale's doing really well. We've been kind of posting a bunch of teasers on the Instagram about a couple different things. We have a drop basically on the 18th of January for our winter line and couple of stuff, things, items that we haven't done before. So it's going to be C2C, you know, how those sell, how people like them and everything like that. I'm pretty excited. We do have something dropping on Wednesday. So the day this will be released, and can't really speak on it right now.
Well, you technically can, because it's Wednesday.
You're right.
So bus it. Let's go. People need to know. They need to know where to go to. Come on, man.
Okay.
Unless Elijah, he's trying to hold it from us.
Okay. No, I'm not. Not at all. Not at all. You guys are my homies. All right?
Okay. Boom. Let's go. Give it. Drop the news.
So a year ago today, you know, I happened to win a World Junior with Team Canada. And just with everything going on last year, me being in, you know, Europe and stuff, we couldn't really dedicate a clothing item in time to World Juniors. And obviously a year later, we were able to, and it's dropped. So go on our website, our profile, and you'll see it. It's a t-shirt, really cool t-shirt, cool design on the back that we got kind of written up by, you know, a young artist in Toronto. And, you know, it's a really cool shirt and it's going to be selling out really fast. We didn't order a lot of them. It's going to be a limited edition item. So be sure to check that out and let me know what you think about it. I think it's pretty cool.
Elijah, did you get yours in the mail? That's what I want to know.
No, did not get mine, and I know it's limited edition.
Yes.
So I am willing to pay full price.
I
hope to at least have the ability to get one, and I hope they don't sell out.
Yeah. I don't want to go there and then it's like trying to get a PS5. You know?
You know, it's first come, first serve, and like I said before, you do have Wi-Fi in your retirement home. So as soon as, you see the post on the Instagram, just head to the website and you can make your purchase there.
All right, Joker, what's the website? Where do people need to go to get this limited edition Zale 1 year anniversary, Akil Thomas game winning goal, Zale t-shirt?
Yeah. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, just Zale Apparel, and then our website is zaleapparel.com, so you can kind of find everything there. We'll be posting a couple different things about the t-shirt throughout the day today, and you can kind of pretty much find everything you need about the shirt.
Love it. All right, boys, just like Elijah said, 2020 has been crazy. It's been a crazy year, but at the end of the day, we are still here. We have health. We have our family, we have our friends. So let's be grateful and remember to be better. You got to do better. We'll be back very soon with a brand new episode, brand new antics. So help us grow this community. Help us spread the word about the podcast. And remember, we are on all social media platforms. Elijah, you got the last word before I ring us out.
Well, I was just going to talk about the song Legacy that, that dropped off the 80s Empire album.
Yeah, 80s song? Empire. Yeah.
I mean, you could talk about it a little more if you know, because I know you know them a little bit better.
So can I talk about it a little bit first?
Yes.
Sure.
So yes, you can. When we went to go shoot that that music video a few months ago, I would just like to say to everyone, Kwame showed up in a red Adidas tracksuit pretty much. And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. It was awesome.
What's so funny about it? It's old school red Adidas.
It's like, I know. It's just funny because that's the personality you have. Like, as old as you are, like you're still going to dress fresh and, and make it seem like, you know, you're going to a block party with your friends in the 80s. Like, I get it. I like it. I respect it.
You know what, man? What would you guys, want me to walk around with an old briefcase and like a shirt?
No, but Laj, can you picture Kwame just like wiping his shoes before he comes to the shoot? Just
well,
on his couch wiping his shoes.
Well, when we did our photo shoot, he kind of showed up wearing some old school basketball jersey.
Mm.
And I'm pretty sure he's wearing Adidas.
Mm.
So
try to get
that. I'll give it to you, though. You just keep it fresh.
I gotta keep it fresh, man. I can't let you young
Akil,
bucks.
Akil can take some notes on that, but, you know, you just do your thing. Elijah, maybe that's why he hates so much.
Trust me. You and I, we're going to go to L.A. We're going to go party with Akil, and you know who's going to be the freshest dressed in the club. I'll be the old guy in the club, but I'll be the freshest dressed.
Second freshest, but anyway.
80 Empire, the album is called Legacy. They're going to be dropping the video for the song Legacy, which features these two young men, Akil Thomas and Elijah Roberts. I make a little cameo in it, but when the video drops, we'll make sure to share that with you guys. And 2021 is going to be a dope year. I hope you enjoyed the podcast in 2020, although that year has been kind of crazy. But you know what? We've got a lot of things to look forward to. And with that being said, we out. 5,000 for Elijah Roberts and Akil Thomas. My name is Kwame. We are out. Bong, bong.
Soul on ice, 'cause when they doubted us, we did it twice. I guess the poop is in the freezer. They tried to get rid of us, but they need us. So I need you like you need me. I need you like you need me. We double up when our numbers come through the TV. Soul on ice, I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice. You goddamn right, I'm screaming on that beat. I got a match screaming on the streets. We in the club, stadium, and the arena, cousin. Put me on ice and I'm hitting that top. G's a dozen, fussing, fighting with myself is enticing. My enemies in the mirror, and he's always reciting the poetry of my power, statistic of my weakness. Shadow boxing with Tyson, I'm trying to show y'all I'm beating them to the punch. Competition on the table, which time for lunch? Though my mission is unstable, I'm scoring once, twice, three times, and I'm taking hats. Men lie, women lie, progress is based upon the facts. So let that baby shine. They sold a show and know the, they live within the grind. Now take them out that stroller, 'cause coming up is a champ. Prediction of Ali, he changed his name to Muhammad. We change him free to a fee. It's up to me. And when we make it, we gon' put our soul on ice. 'Cause when they doubted us, we did it twice. I guess the poop is in the freezer. They tried to get rid of us, but they need us. So I need you like you need me. I need you like you need me. We double up when our numbers come through the TV. Soul on ice, I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice. Let's dedicate this one to Jade and Linda. Let's escalate to Caddy, crush the Pinta. Or maybe you prefer that Benz, boy. That big truck, I don't give a f***. Only really want a house for the gift. Let's take it far down on the competition. Competition is nonsense, it's me and my soul's decision. Yeah, I only work against myself. I play against you to bench you. I'm throwing all shots to the shelf. Yeah, the top is the topic. You checking your armor. My wheel telescopic, so I'm steering my karma. The future is mine, like receiving the pass from Jesus or Jordan or Crosby, Stills and Nash. We young, and when we make it, we gon' put our soul on ice. 'Cause when they doubted us, we did it twice. I guess the proof is in the freezer. They tried to get rid of us, but they need us. So I need you, like you need me. I need you, like you need me. When our numbers come through the TV. Soul on ice, I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice.